When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ako, pasensya na wala po kaming OBB ngayon. Opening billboard.
Oh, yeah.
Oo,
nga. Pero wala pala teka, OBB.
Kasi nga, nagkaroon po kami ng technical difficulties. Kaya bigla na lang kaming nag-appear.
Naku,
pasensya na ha. Oo nga, kung kailan pa talagang special guest talaga ngayon, talagang kinakabahan nga ako. Sabi ko, oh my God, andi dito.
Pero, Jeffy, yes. Grabe no, hitik na hitik ang ating episode.
Oh my God, yes.
For this morning.
Correct. Pero ito ha, since wala pa tayong, hindi po namin na-share. So, saglit lang i-share natin lahat, guys ha.
Yeah.
Hindi ako sanay. Sana next time naman, meron na tayong OBB. Okay, first time to ha. Well, anyways, sige na po. Nako, kumusta? Sige, kunwari, hindi nyo kami napanood for 59 seconds. So again, ito na po kami lahat. Good morning, good evening po sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa buong mundo. Especially sa mga TFC subscribers, FYE Channel in Kumu, Facebook, and YouTube. Kayo ba nagbimerienda, nagbi-breakfast, lunch, dinner, or even midnight snack ang favorite ni Derek? Kaya medyo nagiging parang malaman ang face dahil mahilig sa midnight.
Oh my God, we're so bad with Derek.
I know, right? Oh my God, na-miss ko kayong lahat, no? Parang this is our second podcast actually in 2023, right?
Yeah.
So we're so excited. And guys, abangan nyo po, nasa TFC na po kami, malapit na. February 4 is our first launch. So abangan nyo po ang Over a Glass or Two. Kahit paano, umarangkada na po kami. Ayan.
Yeah.
O Jake, kasi ikaw naman, go!
Yes, normally po, nasa Brooklyn ako, pero po, naglalakwat siya.
Yes!
Jake Castro, from Stowe, Vermont. Good morning po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
First! Na-miss ko talaga yan. Oh my God. So guys, abangan nyo po kami, The Filipino Channel. Kung nako, pinagtsagaan nyo po at nag-enjoy po kayo, tumawa, umiyak po kayo for almost 3 years sa Facebook and YouTube po namin. Nako, we will do our best po na pasasayahin pa po namin kayong lahat. Sa mga favorite nyong celebrities, of course, and people with inspiring stories. And please feel free kung meron kayong mga gusto nyong i-recommend ng mga celebrities na mga favorite nyo. And even our past, actually, our past guest. So, please feel free to send us a private message and we will do our best, of course, to invite them again.
Yes.
Ayan. Mag-hi muna tayo sa mga unang nag-comment. Facebook muna ako. Our favorite, Cory Miranda. Hi, Cory! Andi dito. I miss you, Bax. Bax, Moira is coming soon, okay? Moira, this January. Abangan nyo po yan. Anyways, okay, Raj Hernandez. Hello, Tita Mai is here. Ate Sheila is here from Pennsylvania. Ako, laban, more powers for both of you. Naku, sana hindi kami langawin. Panoorin nyo naman po, maawa na kayo. Sabay ganun eh, no? Okay, go. So, J-Cast, mag-umpisa na ba tayo? Mag-umpisa na tayo. O, teka, ang Kumu pala. You have to say hi to everyone from Kumu.
Ayan, kaka-open ko lang sa FYE Channel and Kumu. Kumusta naman kayo? Thank you very much, guys, for tuning in and also, wag kayong atubali. Atubali ang arte.
Atubali.
Diba? Yeah. Paulanan kami ng mga lechon, yate, at saka ng mga corona. Ayan,
mga corona.
Guys, mga communizens, thank you very much. And babatiin namin sila mamaya kasi unti-unti pa silang nag-log in.
Yes, ayan. O sige na po, hindi ko na patatagalin pa kasi I'm sure inaabangan nyo po, oh my God, ang aming guest ngayong araw na to. Ito na, introduce ko na po. Ah, teka, nawala ako kasi nga kanina naloko talaga ako. Sabi ko, ba't wala tayong OBB? Pero okay lang yun. Sanay na naman kayo, nakikita nyo yung pagmumukha namin sa OBB. So anyways, ito na po. We are so blessed today in Over a Glass or Two as we are in the midst of musical royalties. Kaya kinakabahan ako eh. The first group brought the world beautiful songs like Everlasting Love, Muntik na Kitang Minahal, Now That I Have You, and fun group Disco Plantita, Disco Plantito. And guys, by the way, J-Kaz and I were included dun sa music video nila. Kaya maraming salamat guys. It's an honor, di ba? Kinonsider mo kami. Kahit ano lang yun, few seconds, pero it was really an honor.
Nakita nila yung ano mo, dancing prowess.
Oo nga, marunong pala ako sumayo. Actually, oo, marunong. Anyways, okay. We also have one of the multi-talented singer and composer who gave us classic songs like, my God, lahat to favorite ko. Tell Me Your Name, Beautiful Girl, Please Be Careful With My Heart, and of course, ang inaabangan ng lahat pag Bear Months po, Christmas in Our Heart. Tama-tama, Christmas Day ang birthday ko. Kaya ito ang lagi kong pinapatugtog every Christmas. Guys, let's welcome Asia's premier harmony group, The Company, Moy Ortiz, Annie Quintos, Sweet Plantado, and OJ Mariano. And of course, Philippines premier balladeer and king of Christmas carols, Mr. Jose Marie Chan!
Malibuntag! Malibuntag kanimo, Jesse!
Oh my God! Bisaya, no? Maayong buntag! Maayong buntag, sir!
Nag-aga sa mga pinalangga ko nga mga Ilonggos, kag Bacolod nun. Wherever you are.
Oh my God, di ba, can you believe? Kabalo, magbisaya lang ko ha. Kabalo, magbisaya si Mr. Jose Marie Chan. Oh my God, I never would have thought.
Kapatid, hindi ko na ano yun, hindi ko alam yun na ganun.
Na-anticipate na,
yes. May fun fact tayo ngayong araw na to.
Correct. Oh my God, and of course, The Company. Maraming salamat guys, may second time. Actually, favorite talaga namin itong mga to eh. At mag-chill po kami with The Company. Sorry. Sa walapit na February. Ayan. My God, teka. Oh, sige. Guys, okay, meron kaming, alam nyo na, meron tayong protocol dito, di ba? Yan, mag-cheers. We will welcome you guys, okay? And then, mag-start na tayong magkwentuhan. Ayan. Okay, guys, all right. Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming Dearest USA, guys, let's all welcome The Company and Mr. Jose Marie Chan. Welcome to Over Glass R2. Woohoo! Cheers! Ayan!
Tubig-tubig muna.
Ayun, si Jay. Kasi may ano pa eh, meron pang hangover. O isa pa, picture tubig, naman tubig tayo na. Ngayon. Uh-oh. I know. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yan. My God, kwentuhan na tayo. Maraming salamat again. So guys, nako, malapit na ang concert nyo. Right? Malapit. So mauuna muna, of course, ang The Company, right? Sa Music Museum. Right, and then second, yes. US tour na. My God, ang
ano unang unang pag-uusapan natin?
Oo nga eh, anong gusto niyo
unang?
Hindi, sige, before that muna, okay. Gusto naming malaman is how did this concert came about? Like who like sino bang nangulit para mag-start tong concert na to? Sino?
Like
si Moy?
Okay.
Si Moy?
Yeah.
Ah, si OJ.
Mabuhay sa lahat ng mga Pinoys na nanonood ng ating programa ngayong umaga, gabi o tanghali. Saan man kayo nandito sa mundo. Jesse and J-Cass, thank you for having Joe Marie and The Company on your show once again. To answer your question, we were brought together by Star Media Entertainment under the headship of Miss Anna Puno. Anna Puno is a legitimate and professional and veteran concert promoter and producer, both here in the Philippines and all over the world. So she was so kind to produce we were very, very blessed with a sold-out standing ovation concert at the Newport World Resorts, which used to be Resorts World Manila, last December 3. It was a concert of Jose Marie Chan and The Company. Christmas in Our Hearts, of course, the greatest hit of Jose Marie Chan. So from that concert here in Manila. We're bringing our beautiful original Filipino hits and songs to our beloved kababayans in mainly in the West Coast for this leg of the tour.
Bakit walang West Coast? I mean, East Coast, but walang East Coast.
Pang part 2 daw 'yon.
Aba, so there's a reason, no, para bumalik ulit pang part 2. Oh, wow, so yeah. I know, no. So wait, sige nga, kwento nga ng preparations niyo dito sa concert tour na to.
Was it well, like before yeah. before we leave for the US, we company has a Valentine's show here in Manila at the Music Museum. So that's part of our preparation because we will be doing a lot of our hits and our love songs, that our new love songs that we will also be bringing to the US. So that's part of our preparation.
Oh wow. At saka ang ganda ha. Love in ano to? Love in other words. Who picked that? Like, who picked that title? Ang ganda.
Love in other words title.
Love in other words. So who picked that title?
It was conceptualized by our director, si okay. Our manager also in Stasia, si Carlo Orosa. He was the one who directed. Yeah, he directed si also Carlo, our Christmas concert.
Pero yung sino naman nanili ng mga songs? Si Mr. Jose Marichan. I'm sure isa ka sa mga alam mo yun, yung mga, of course, yung mga songs mo eh, classic na eh. So ikaw ba yung isa sa mga one of those person that who suggests the songs for this concert?
Well, in the Resorts World concert, we did Please Be Careful With My Heart with the company. So that was nice. And what else? We also did Christmas in Our Hearts, of course, with the group. But the company sang a Christmas song that I had composed entitled Pinoy na Christmas. You should hear that, Jesse.
Pinoy na Christmas?
It really captures the essence of Filipino, Pascong Pilipino. Yeah, you can almost hear the banda and the cheers of the people in the barrios and municipios, you know, yeah.
Wait, wait, sige, para masaya yun na. Natin yan.
At saka, wait, alam ko, ano na, tapos na yung Christmas, di ba? Pero napag-usapan ng Christmas. Sir Jose Marichan, ito yung gusto ko talaga matanong sa inyo, and we're very happy na guest namin kayo. Kayo ang nahil ngayon na Philippines parang king of Christmas carols.
Christmas carols,
no,
yes.
No. I refuse that title.
You don't like it? How do you feel? So you don't like the title?
No. And I've told that publicly that I don't want to be called Father of Christmas Music or Mr. Christmas or whatever. And I suggested something else. If they want, they can call me Chanta Claus.
Pero Sir Jose, ano naman ang reaction ninyo dun sa mga sa mga memes na nagkalat, especially pag Burman
yes,
na?
Yes, exactly.
I feel complimented that they give importance to my Christmas songs, but you know, I don't want it to take away from the real message of Christmas. You know,
oh.
I mean, we can commercialize it, but try not to be irreverent, because okay. The song Christmas in Our Hearts carries the real message of Christmas. I'm just the messenger. I am just the little drummer boy that heralds the advent of the season. Yeah, no, I'm but, just, yeah.
Tsaka, ito, napansin ko, ang ganda ng chemistry niyo, no? So, wait, how did you guys meet?
Long time ago na, di ba, Joe?
I met Moy long time ago when he was still at the Ateneo. He was a member of the Glee Club. Oh yeah. So we've known each other for many years. And I've known the company for many, many years in the concert scene. We have done many concerts together. Sure.
Okay. And we're fans. We're fans of Joe Marie's music. So we love to sing his songs. And we, in fact, we have our versions of some of his songs that we will be doing also in the show.
So wait, aside from music, ano pa yung ano, what's your relationship? Like, are you guys friends? Kasi diba iba, they're just friends in terms of like, you know, collaborating, trabaho lang, business lang. Pero outside of music, what's your relationship? But magbarkada? Okay, sir, Moy, go ahead.
The bond between the company and Joe, it is deep, and the roots of our friendship. They are deep and, you know, long-standing. My first memory of, because both Jomri Chan and I, well, we lived in Bacolod for some time. And I still have memories. I was grade 5 and Joe did a full concert at St. Scholastica Academy of Bacolod. And I was really, my cousins from Bacolod had his album, a vinyl LP of Can We Stop and Talk a While? And I honestly thought it was Paul Williams or it was the Carpenters, because I've never heard Filipino music done in such a melodic and classy way that I could relate to in a pop sense. In a pop sense, because before I would always think of Filipino songs as quite traditional, or, well, to be blunt about it and to be honest about it, medyo baduy. But the first time,
diretsahan na talaga, oo.
Oo, ganun naman ang ugat.
Hello, J-Cass, at this age, what?
Yeah, exactly, what, ano, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, nung narinig ko si Joe, yung album niya, napaka-classy, ang ganda ng letra, napakaganda ng melodya, para siyang, parang halong Burt Bacharach na Jimmy Webb, oh, pero Pinoy na Pinoy.
Oo nga, oo.
So, nung time na yun, natutuwa kami, Anne, ikwento mo naman yung 1981 ng Glee Club. Ikwento mo.
Oh.
In 1981, the Glee Club flew to the Ateneo College of Glee Club, flew to the U.S. And Joe was so kind. He hosted the whole Glee Club to a Broadway musical.
Broadway. Evita.
Wow!
Don't be shy, then, Joe. You are such a, so gracious.
Imagine,
and, no.
I think 30 people, Annie, linibre niya ng Broadway.
Yeah.
And then what? in 1983, sumama na kami ni Annie sa world tour ng Glee Club. Si Joe at ang kanyang mabuting may bahay, si Mary Ann, they hosted dinner for us in New York. Yeah. And since that time, you know, wala pang company, magkaibigan na po kami. Tapos ngayon, aside from Ryan Kayabyab, yung pinakamaraming recording namin na covers na composer ay yung mga hits ni Jose Marie Chan. Dahil vibes na vibes, yung talagang parang yung style ni Joe Marie na in composition, sukat na sukat sa style ng company.
Totoo yun. Alam mo, I'll be honest with you, na-mention mo kanina, no, na okay, before, di ba, years and years ago, pag Filipino song, parang baduy, di ba may ganon? Of course, may notion na ganon, right? But when it comes to the company and Jose Marie Chan, laging social. Parang yung, I remember when I was younger, yung mga cousins ko, parang they have to make, to make ipon, kasi nga medyo mahal yung tickets nyo, but it's the quality of the, of course, your music and your concert is really like outstanding. That's why talagang nandun kayo dun sa category na yun, eh, no? Na classic talaga, social. Yeah. So, question ko sa inyo, ah, since matagal na kayong magkaibigan and you've been going, you collaborated with a lot of concerts already. So, was there a time that you were like, you forgot the lyrics or nagkamali yung isa? So what do you guys do? Like, meron bang mga, ano ba, did you guys talk about like mga signs or signal na, oh, pag ganito ha, ikaw na bahala sa akin na, may ganun ba? May
si ganun? Sweet, maganda ang kwento ni Sweet dahil may nangyari nung 2013. Joe, huwag kang magalit sa amin. Joe, alam mong mahal ka namin, na. Pero may ikikwento si Sweet.
Uh-oh.
Okay, go.
13 ba yun? Ah, okay. Anyway, sa bago ko sagutin yan, nalibre ba kayo sa Broadway? So sana malibre din kami ni OJ.
Oo nga, sana kami din.
Kami din. Hindi na namin kailangan
kami
mag-play.
Kami din, kami din.
Hindi mo na kami kailangan palipara. Nandito na kami, Sir Joe.
Oo nga.
Sana all.
Sana all. Ayan.
When I joined company, at my first... may titrivia ako. My first experience meeting Tito Joe, syempre super starstruck ako. Moy, when was our Guam with Tito Joe?
2000. Wait, hold on, please. 2001, I believe.
Juan Atawan.
You remember that, Tito Joe, Guam?
We did a show in Guam. Yes, I remember.
Okay.
Yes. Was it? Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I was so starstruck, and I found a special picture. This was in Guam, my first time to sing "Please Be Careful with My Heart" with the Joe Maricha.
Oh my God!
Ang bilis mo, ha?
Ang bilis! Kaagad!
Nene-nene.
Neneng-nene.
Nang bata pa si Isabel. Okay. Oh my God!
look how young you were.
Oh my God. Wow. And Sir Joe, you too. Oh, yummy pa si Sir Joe, oh.
Ang gagaling pa rin.
This was the Guam.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Memories.
Wow.
Ayan, oh, we were 6 pa at that time.
Oh my God. So wait, nung time na yun, nagkamali ka because of that? Because na-starstruck ka?
Hindi pa.
We did a show called It's
Valentine Show then.
Complicated, tama?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a parang Valentine show, pero July.
Yes, in
okay?
July.
So, it's a big concert, and Tito Joe just arrived from the US, so nag-jet lag pa siya. But live band ito, so at Please Be Careful with My Heart, no? So the band started playing the intro, so I enter in my beautiful gown. I started singing, If You Love Me. Tapos, wala pa siya. Sasagot. Hindi pa siya nakikita nag-enter.
Oh my God!
And then, look ako sa left. Wala talaga si Tito Joe. So, but the band kept on playing. And then,
part na niya.
Okay, I think he forgot. So, I started parang enacting ko na lang. Sabi ko, wait lang. I think hindi ako sinipot ng date ko. Oh my gosh. And then my mom was in the audience. Mommy, oh, hindi ako sinipot ng date ko. And then they started laughing na lang. Oh, Tita Mary Ann. And then I saw Tita Mary Ann.
Oh my God.
Mary Ann's face was like this.
Oh my God.
And then Tita Joe was changing into another suit. So he forgot.
Oh my God.
And then girl. He entered.
Okay.
No. Sorry. So everyone was laughing. No, you broke my heart. I told you.
Oh my God. Ang galing. Do you remember that, Sir Joe?
No.
Ayan na. Marirecall na yan mamaya. Parang,
pero hindi makakalimutan ni Sweet yun.
Oh, sir.
Yung duet naging solo, 'di ba?
Oh my God. Pero ang galing nga. Pero at least tingnan mo naman, 'di ba? Natawid mo 'yon. So wait, speaking of that, ha. So every time like how important it is for a musician, for an artist na you have to be ano, mabilis kayong mag-isip. Dapat abrupt. Like, was there an incident na nangyari? I want to know from kay Sir Joe. So, may ganun na. I'm sure siya ang tagal nyo na sa industry eh.
What's your question, Jesse?
The question is, how did you, was there an incident that you were like, let's say, you were singing and everything and that, and then parang, uy, nagkamali ka.
Or something happened.
So, anong ginawa mo? Like, ano ba? Improvise ka na lang ba right away?
Well, as far as I remember, nothing like that has ever happened, you know. So I don't want to make up a story now just to make this interview interesting.
bawal mag-imbento. Oh wow, kasi nga dapat prepared, no? Sa inyo naman for sure madami, like let's say wala si Sir Joe, so sa inyo naman
the company. Yes. Yeah. We have a lot of those, lalo na ako. Bigla na lang titingin ako, first line, titingin na lang ako kina Sweet. Tapos they'll just mouth the first line. Nalilimutan ko, many times I forget the first line. So I just have to, isang lisik ng bata lang, nagigets nila na nawala ako sa nalimutan ko first line. And they'll just mouth it, okay, gets ko na.
So talaga nangyayari, ano tawag doon yung na-mental block?
Oo,
right?
Yes. Or brain fog.
So nangyayari pala talaga yun, no? Kasi parang ang hirap na nandun ka, tas there's so many songs that you need to sing.
Or kaya ano ba, ganun ba yun? Or minsan sinasalo na lang ninyo ang isa't isa, kayo na kumakanta?
Pag nawawala ng boses, minsan sinasalo rin namin ang isa't isa. Minsan may isang tingin lang na parang tulong, ganun.
So may mga sign na.
Yan ang maganda sa sign. If you're part of the group.
Diba? Yes, madaling. Si Sir Joe, mukhang galing eh, no? Kasi preparation, no? Ayun, prepared na prepared. Question, so what about your preparations? In every, you know, concert, what do you do? Like, meron ba kayong mga ritual? Like,
well,
are you supposed to?
Yes. Okay. I vocalize for about 30 minutes. But, you know, I don't know because I haven't sung in 3 years. In fact, I had a hard time vocalizing for our Resorts World concert. I had a difficult time. And one thing that I've noticed, Jesse, is that hindi ko na ngayon kaya yung mga old ko na key. Mataas na ngayon yung for me. Yeah, as I get older. I guess your vocal cords are like your muscles. So if you're a basketball player, you need to practice every day. You got to play every day. Whether there's a game or not, you gotta. So ganun din sa vocal cords, and you know the company, they're still young, so they haven't experienced that yet. But one day it's gonna happen to you.
Oh my God! Ayan babala. Oh my
God! But now I mean, started.
Like you beautiful girl, hindi ko na maabot ngayon yan. The original key. Yeah. So that's why what I did in the Resorts World is I used a -1.
Okay.
And I had to lower the key. And once na the pieces are made, you'd have to redo it in order for the musicians to follow, to read. Yeah.
Oh, wow. What about you, the company? May mga rituals ba kayo? Yes, Moy, go ahead.
Just to continue with the story of Joe, it really doesn't matter whether he sings it in the original key or a transposed key. Because the end result still was a standing ovation. This outpouring and avalanche of love and goodwill from the audience that Joe has invested in. For Joe, you've been in the music industry for 50 years, more than 50 years. How many years, Joe?
My first recording was in 1967. So that's 56 years.
Wow.
My first record was Afterglow. I know that most of your audience wouldn't know that song, 1967 Afterglow.
Oh my God.
But Joe, isn't it a beautiful blessing you are saying 50, how many years?
55
years. But but just to share with the audience dito sa ating programa, Joe is stronger than ever. Of course, he will be embarrassed because I'd like to share with you, he has prime endorsements here in the Philippines and abroad. You can just edit this out if it's not allowed, but just to show you, it is possible to still be in your prime in terms of your powers and influence
I want to see that actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at Sweet.
Where can we buy that? Oh my God.
Kailangan ko ang OPM artist na may Funko Pop. This is
Mr. Official.
Wow. Galing naman.
Joe, I believe that your daughter Lisa is going to be bringing a couple of Funko Pop figures for our audience in America. So I'm sorry. So just to share with you, Joe has a lot of endorsements right now, and these are like prime endorsements. J-Cas, wag ka. Endorser yan ng IKEA Philippines.
Oh my God! Sir Joe, wag naman Broadway lang ang libre. Ano ba? Pagpaletson ka naman.
Gusto ko rin ng mga modern na mga ganyan. Mahilig ako sa mga modern furnitures din, di ba?
Oh my God!
Kailangan ko lang ng mga few pieces, mga lamps na yan.
Mga ganun, sala, sofa bed.
Basahin natin yun sa Facebook friends natin. Sabi ni Motel Tropicana, Sir Joe, yung pong Beautiful Girl album na meron akong BASF tape dati niyan.
Oh.
And I wanna say, ako din, ang mga first buys ko ng cassette dati, ayan sila, Apo Hiking, Gary
Yes. Yes.
Francis Sim, at uh-huh. saka, syempre, si Sir Jose Marichan.
Uh-huh. Oh my diba? God.
At would you believe, guys, nauuso na naman yung cassette ngayon.
Yes.
Huh? Oo, pati yung flip phone. Yung flip the phone. Ang
tagal na natin sa Earth.
Nauuso na.
Lumikot na.
Lumikot na. Nag-evolve na ulit.
It's a hit. Di ba uso ngayon yung mabenta ngayon yung vinyl? Like OJ Annie yes. and Sweet, they have yes. vinyl. And Joe Marie also has vinyl. Ang pabalik ngayon and the one who's leading the trend is Japan. Cassette. Tama ka, J-Cass. But Jesse... Yes. Jesse, to answer your question in terms of preparation, I'm sure OJ would like to share with our audience the preparations of company for a concert.
Yes, we usually have, for particular concerts, we adjust the repertoire according to what's needed for the show. So Moy would always come up with new arrangements, new songs even for us to study. So we would study them individually. Kanya-kanya muna. Then we learn the notes because it's different kasi vocal arrangements for groups and especially with Moy's arrangements. It's easy to learn but at the same time it's complicated because of the harmonies and all the chords that we need to learn. But yun. And then when we meet, usually when we have events, we would go there earlier and then rehearse them. That's what we did actually a week ago. We had an event in Manila Hotel. So we were there, I think, early afternoon. And then we had this free time while preparing. We were studying the songs already. So that's how we prepare. Medyo marami-rami kaming hinanda yes. for our kababayans.
Naku, exciting to. Feeling ko naman sasabihin nyo na tipong mga... Oh, kahit natutulog kami, nagsusnore para kami humuhuni.
ano pa rin niya? Meron pa rin may mga jazz, dude.
Oo.
Ang mga snore nila.
My God.
You know,
yes.
Moy would not remember this, but I have a copy of the company sa CCP. The DVD of that. I have a copy of that. Do you remember the songs that you sang there?
Yes.
Yes.
That's out of... That's super, super, super out of print, Joe.
I know. Well, mm-hmm. I'll be very happy to make BA, I don't know, what do you call that? USB yes. copies of it for all of you. Do you have a copy of that, Annie?
Well, I think I should have one.
Okay, sweet.
I just have.
No, OJ was not yet part of that group.
Not
at
not
that time.
But I have a copy of that.
You have a copy of the yes. DVD of that. Yeah. That is a gem. That is a gem.
Grabe.
And
I share that with my children. So, you know, this is musical talent. The arrangement of the boy and the rendition of the company. Fabulous.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh.
Grabe yung pinagsamahan nyo, no? Tsaka sharp pa din ang memory talaga din ni Sir Joe. Pero question na, so since... We're talking about like yung memories nyo, no? Nasa starstruck pa ba kayo minsan sa isa't isa? Let's say, for example, you see Jose Marisa, napapaganon pa rin ba kayo? Galing.
No, I'm sure not.
May ganun pa rin? May times pa rin na ganun? Or kanino kayo nasa starstruck aside from your group? I mean, aside from, of course, Sir Joe or sa iba, kanino pa kayo nasa starstruck? Or wala na? Parang, ay?
Well, yeah. Ako,
nasikat kami dyan, joke.
Honestly, I get starstruck all the time.
Really?
Even with Tita Joe, nung last namin. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Hindi siya nawawala. So
nandun pa rin.
It takes a while before I warm up. Pag kunwari, we have a show with some artists. Like Tita Joe, nung yes. sa NPAT, when we did that. Medyo mga after 20 minutes, okay, sige, pwede ko na siyang kausapin. Kasi may unang kita ko sa akin, parang, oh, it's Tita Joe. It's
Tita Joe.
OJ, whom have you met among the foreign celebrities, foreign stars that you admired? Whom have you had the pleasure of meeting?
Foreign? Ah, wala. Wala pa yata po. Baka may matay ako pang nangyari.
Oo nga ba?
How about you, Annie?
Well, we've met the Manhattan Transfer na, and we worked with them actually. And that, yun, parang hindi ako makapaniwala. That's really something else. But because Moy has a personal relationship, as in a real personal relationship with them, wow. Especially Janice Segal, di ko alam kung nasa starstruck ko siya.
Pero yung Manhattan Transfer ba, nasa, taga dito sa States yan sila?
Yes.
Also, so yung Manhattan Transfer is like the company of the United States, right?
Oh, I dare not say that. I dare not say that. But speaking of Manhattan, thank you, J-Cast. But speaking of Manhattan Transfer, Annie was mentioning Janice Segal. Janice is the producer of Jose Marichan's album,
yes.
The Manhattan Connection, wherein Joe produced this and commissioned Janice Segal of the Manhattan Transfer to come up with jazz renditions of his songs, of Joe Marichan's compositions. It's available now. I think it's in Apple Music, or it's everywhere. It's called The Manhattan Connection. And aside from that, the granddaughter of Joel, her teacher is Janice Segal of Manhattan Transfer. And of course, Sweet Plantada of the company.
Wow! What about you, Sir Joel? So, ano ba? Nasa starstruck ka pa ba? I mean, what about like foreign artist?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one interesting story. Remember the singer Cliff Richard from England?
Oh yeah, from England, yes.
Cliff Richard. Yeah. J-Cast wouldn't know him because I didn't see him nodding. Or...
yeah, I will not nod and pretend that I do.
So the Eagles box. Okay, anyway, okay, go ahead, sir.
Cliff Richard was very popular all over the world and especially in the Philippines during the 60s and 70s.
Yes.
And not too long ago, he had a concert here in the Philippines. And the British ambassador knew about how I admired Cliff Richard, how I used to sing his songs, and that some people, in fact, thought that my voice resembled that of Cliff Richard. You know? Mm-hmm. Because I idolized him so much, I would sing his songs. So it's natural that many of my songs, I would also sound like him. So... He invited me to a meet and greet party, cocktail party, at his residence, the British ambassador. So I was starstruck, really. And then especially because the British ambassador introduced me to Cliff Richard as the Cliff Richard of the Philippines. So,
wow.
So, yeah, no, that was a wonderful experience for me.
Akala ko sasabihin ni Sir Joe na parang kumuha ka ng ano ng hanky sabay pwedeng pahid. And I'll keep this forever. Because sometimes
I'll tell you another story.
Okay.
Do you remember there was a TV show called The A-Team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The A-Team.
Okay. No, hindi ko. I remember. Okay.
And one of the actors there is Mr. T.
Si Mr. T yung
Mr. T! Yung mohawk
yung buhok niya.
Yes, yung may mohawk. Okay.
Okay, so one day we were in New York, my wife and I, and we saw Mr. T paying at the cashier in a mall, okay? And then my wife said, oh, gee, honey, that's Mr. T. You know, my nephew is a big fan of his. You know, this is an opportunity for me. I'll prepare a piece of paper and I'm going to get his autograph, okay? So she waited about maybe seven feet away from him while he was paying at the cashier. And then right after paying at the cashier, before Mary Ann could say anything to him, you know what he said? I'm not signing any autograph. And he walked away.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How rude. How rude. So
that experience shows us, I mean, singers, celebrities, if you want to call us celebrities, that,
yes.
You know, those fans... We are popular because of them.
Yeah. Yes, that's so true. Yeah.
So can you imagine? You cannot be rude at any time.
That's so true. That's so true.
I just want to share that story.
Pero that's a good that's a good story. Kasi, and that's a good insights as well. Diba na, you have to make sure that the reason why you're there, it's because of all these fans who purchase diba, your albums support, and always watching you, supporting you, and then
biglang yung autograph lang, diba?
True. But was there a time also? Yeah, also go ahead, Moy.
But then again, Joe, where is Mr. T now? And you are here.
There you go.
Exactly. You look at that.
Wala siya.
Wala siya. Ano yan?
Hashtag longevity. Diba?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Pero wait. Yes.
I think Jake and Jesse, I think in any career, whether it's in entertainment, music, or in the corporate world, I'm sure you would agree. You get what you put in. So I mean, if you sow seeds of kindness and you have integrity in your work, you'll have a career with long legs. As we can see with Joe, 55 years, he came up with great songs and amazing shows. Some people may not know this. Joe is an amazing, amazing stand-up comic. You don't know that. You think he just sings love songs and some standards and jazz. No, amazing stand-up comic. His jokes are very funny, but elegant without needing to go to become crass or crude. So all of the people who are coming to our shows, you're in for a fantastic night of laughter and music and class with Joe.
Exactly. Sir, alam mo, di ba kanina, parang even before we started, di ba, I kept on repeated it twice na, sir, may sense of humor ka pala. So now, oh my God, I'm so excited to watch. Guys, imagine ha, hindi lang pala kayo, anong tawag doon sa Tagalog? Haharanahin. Tatawanin pa kayo. Di ba? Other words concert. Galing. Sir Joe, since na-mention na ni Moy about you, sir, no? So, how do you keep up with that? Like, kasi there's a lot of artists, right? Like, sabi nila yung one-time hit, ano? One-hit wonder, right? Or sometimes, like, after a few years, bigla silang mawawala. And even if, like, they come back, their songs will not gonna be as hit as compared before. Pero how did you maintain it? Paano nangyari yung ganong longevity na to?
No, but you know, I'm blessed. I'm fortunate that my Christmas in our hearts, which is 32 years old, Jesse. 32 years old. It was released in 1990. So this year it will be 33 years old. I'm blessed with that song because let's face it, how many people remember Deep in My Heart? Can we just stop and talk a while that Moy mentioned? Yeah, no, I mean, but it's my Christmas in our hearts that has remained a seasonal favorite, sung by young and old people alike. So I'm blessed with that. And every day I give thanks to God for that gift of music.
Grabe, ang galing.
Wait, nag-equate ba yun kasi ang Christmas in our hearts din, pabalik-balik seasonal. So, sa yung pinakamalaking kita na kanta mo, sir?
Oo, may royalty. Yung tanong eh, may royalty ba yun?
Yung talaga gusto pa ipa-reveal eh, no?
Pero grabe, pero sir, ibang... Sir, question ha, curious talaga ako. Actually, kaya nga, please sir ha, pwede tayo magkaroon ng interview with you. Kasi ang dami-daming questions eh. We wanna pick your brains kasi parang ang dami-dami yung maming matututunan. Kasi we've learned so much from the company during our 2 hours interview. So promise hindi ka namin it-torture ng 2 hours. But at least, you know, we just wanna pick your brain kasi ang galing. We wanna know what's going on in that brilliant mind. But I just wanna know, how did you come up with that Christmas in our hearts? Grabe, classic kasi. Okay, go.
Alright, this is the story of Christmas in Our Hearts. In 1988, I had just returned from living in New York for 11 years. A good friend of mine from college, her name was Chari Cruz Zarate. She was married to Noel Zarate,
okay,
an actor. she phoned me and she said that she had this poem in Tagalog entitled Ang Tubig Ay Buhay. Ooh. And she intended to be the song for their silver jubilee of their class, high school class. And so she wanted me to set it to music. So she sent me the lyrics, and you know, immediately I found the lyrics very rhythmic and very fascinating. So I set it to music, and the melody was da da ra da ra ra da ra ra da ra ra ra. You know, so in 1 or 2 days I had finished the melody, and their class, their high school class, which celebrated their silver anniversary that year, they sang it in their class, and they all loved it. But then, right after that, the song was shelved, forgotten. Okay, that was in '88. Then in 1990, when my record producer, Belia Tan, from Universal Records, suggested that I came out with a Christmas album to take advantage of the success of my Beautiful Girl, Please Be Careful With My Heart, Constant Change album, to take advantage of that, he said, Joe, why not come up with a Christmas album? And so, of course, I needed an original Christmas song. And so I remembered that melody of Ang Tubig Ay Buhay. Somehow the Holy Spirit inspired me. So I said, I'm going to put English lyrics to this because, you know, I'm more known for my English songs.
Yes.
So I prayed, I remember praying to the Holy Spirit to encourage me because this was an important song, you know, talking about the birth of our Savior baby, Jesus Christ. So that Sunday morning, and I've said this story many times, Sunday morning as we were coming out, my family and I, we were coming out of church from Mass and walking towards our car. There was a young lady who came rushing and introduced herself to me. Her name was Rina Canyiza. And she said that she was a budding songwriter and that it was her hope that one day she and I could collaborate on a song. So I said, okay. So she gave me a card and I said, okay. Yeah, maybe one of these days I'll call you. So the next day or 2 days later, I remembered, I said, you know, why don't I call her? Okay. Out of the blue, I called her. She came to the house and I gave her the melody of Ang Tubig Ay Buhay. And I said, I want to write Christmas lyrics to this. So she and I co-wrote the lyrics to Christmas in Our Hearts.
Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, so it's really the work of the Holy Spirit. Not that, you know, that I'm making myself very important. No, because who am I? I can be just an instrument of the Holy Spirit.
True. Yeah,
so when you see, the girl who wrote the poem Ang Tubig Ay Buhay is Chari Cruz, Rosario Cruz, R.C.
Oh, Chari and Cruz.
Chari Cruz. The co-writer in Christmas in Our Hearts is Rina Canyiza.
My God, ang galing. Nasaan na si Rina ngayon, sir?
And then I'm Chan. It's also C.
Oo nga, no.
So Christmas.
Triple C.
Oh, wow. Triple C.
Yeah. And then, okay, so we were ready now to put it into an album. So I sang the song to Belia, my record producer, and she said, you know, Joe, that sounds too much like a Christian song. And radio would not play it, you know, because in those days, you're overly dependent on radio to promote the CD or the record or the album or the vinyl that you're selling. So I said, I'm afraid radio would not play it because it's too much like a Christian. So I said, Christmas is a Christian season.
Exactly.
But you know how it is with radio. Why don't you compose a romantic Christmas song? So I said, okay. So he said, but Joe, you better be in a hurry because it's already October and we have to come out with the album. So that's when I composed A Perfect Christmas. And so, So, you know, so that's the story of Christmas.
The story of the... Ang ganda. Pero ang galing nung, parang lahat ata ng songs nyo, sir, parang wala atang hindi sumikat, no? Parang no, the company rin.
No, ang daming kong songs. And I always, in fact, I've told this to Moy, that my songs are like my children. And okay. Of course, you want your children to prosper, to be successful in life, right? So, you know, in whatever field they want to go into. And I have many songs na you've never heard. See, like songs like A Heart's Journey. See? If we only had more time together, no one has heard that song. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Pero, I mean, I'm fortunate that A Love to Last a Lifetime was made into a teleserie. Oh, I was blessed that Please Be Careful with My Heart was made into a teleserie. So the new generation learned that song. But otherwise, ang dami kong songs, Jesse. Daghan kong kantaha, Jesse nga.
I know, my God. Kanta. Saro na, himibi. Uy! Nagbisaya na ta diri. Uy, ginoonong. So question, sir.
Oh, ano I was gonna say, pastilan niya, waa.
Waa, ginoo-ahak man eh, uy. Sorry po, mga Bisaya.
Sorry to interrupt.
I know. It's okay. So question, sir, is what's your favorite song naman ng ano ng The Company? I'm sure marami kang favorite song. But sige, give us three favorite song of The Company.
Don't you know that something happened?
Oh my God.
Everlasting Love.
It brings tears to my eyes when I sing that. Oh,
really?
Wow. Oh, we all love
God.
That.
Oh, sir, kayo naman, if you're...
Something
if you're,
happened to us right between...
right before the...
Oh my God. Bigla ako natiri, ay, sir.
That was before the future and after the past.
You know how...
Oh my God.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Do you know the one who wrote the lyrics to that song?
It's Rina
Anissa. Is the same person who wrote Christmas in Our Hearts.
Co-wrote.
Thank you, Annie. So there are no accidents in this world, in this life, in this universe. We were meant to be musical partners.
Wow, talagang ano, God's grace. Tsaka, it's a providence. But sir, alam mo, I'll be honest with you. If you, that's your favorite song that made you cry, ako naman, whenever I hear that song, lagi akong gumaganon. It makes me like, wanna like, you, kasi for me, it's like a sexy, classic, sassy song. Parang ganon. Pero ngayon naman, bigla akong natiri-eyed. Nakakaiyak. Kantahin nga natin yung mamaya.
We have to bring our show to New York, right, Jesse J. Cass?
Sige na mga usapin tayo. Oh, part two. My God. So, sir, ano pa yung second? Oo, hindi. Marami akong kakausapin. Marami akong kakausapin. Promise. Mag-uusap tayo, Moy.
Yan.
So, yes. So, sir, what about your second song that you favorite?
No, Moy. Moy, what was the first song that you composed, that you ever composed?
Oh, yes. That's a good question.
Thanks for the question, Joe. I started really late. Hold on. I started writing when I was 25. It was a jazz song called Tell Me Tonight. It's for our company's debut album in 1991. It had a jazzy swing out sister shack attack kind of feel. You know, I think the genre they call is coffee table jazz.
Oh, wow.
So that was the first. It wasn't a hit, Joe. It was an album track. But to reciprocate the beautiful and heartwarming words of Joe, let's ask OJ, Sweet, and Annie, what are their favorite?
Yes, Joe actually, yun yung next na dapat na question. Go ahead. So, ano yung favorite na song nyo?
Joe Marie Chan songs.
Stop and Talk a While. Forever ako sa Stop and Talk a While.
But I love A Love to Last a Lifetime. Ganda ang
nalagay. I love that too.
I love Here and Now.
Ang dami masyado.
Ang dami
ko.
Oh my God. So, parang
Stop and Talk a While.
Yes, yeah. Oh my
parang
God,
depende
yeah,
kung nasa nasaang mood ka kung kahit hindi ka
in love. Oh, yes.
Gusto mo in love or broken hearted ka. Maraming kanta si Sir Joe na pwedeng akmang-akma. Yes. Na pwede mong pakinggan, 'di ba?
Ang galing, sir. Ano talaga kayo, sir? Gifted talaga kayo. Kasi I'm a firm believer na ano ah, parang of all millions and millions and trillions of people, but why God pick you, right? Or why God pick the company? Right? To inspire everyone, right? I mean, sana all, sana sa next life ko may ganyan akong brain. Katulad din yun.
Ang iba naman ang genius mo, Jess.
Yeah. Tawa lang ng tawa, dakdak lang ng dakdak.
You give happiness also. A lot of happiness to all your viewers. Viewers, yes.
And I think, you know what I love about Filipinos is our smile. Our smile, right? Like anywhere we go, like we always smile. And so we feel nilang kindness. Kwento ko lang mabilis, like for example sa office namin no kanina. So I'm the only Filipino actually dun sa department ko. So earlier there was a couple of people like, "Hey Sunshine." And I was just like, "Huh? My name is Jesse." "No, we call you Sunshine. Why?" "Because you're always smiling and you always bring you know joy to whenever you come in." I was like, "Really?" I was like, "Why are you always smiling?" I'm like, "I'm just smiling." And then one of the girls said, "Do you know what I love about Filipinos? You guys always smile." I was like, "Why do you think we always smile?" Right? Like, sometimes we ask questions, especially pag dito na sa US, madaming Filipino lagi nag-umingiti. Bakit tingin nyo? Kasi ano ba, we were brought up na masayahin, no? Like, even
what do
if,
you think, Joe?
What do you think, Joe?
Well, I always tell my friends that smile is our best attire wherever you go. You know, it lightens the mood, you know, instead of being masungit.
Totoo yan. What about you, boy?
It's funny you should mention that because we just came out on the news of late. It's no secret that the Philippines is really going through very hard economic times right now.
Yes.
But having said that, there was a vlogger, and he also came out on TikTok. This is an American who lived for a couple of years in the Philippines, and he has seen the poverty of the country. But what he has learned from the Filipinos and from living here is that despite life's challenges and difficulties, we still have the capacity for joy, to choose joy, and to choose happiness. Because this is like a photo. I'm not sure if he was a photojournalist. I know that he was an expat. Even in the slums, people, you could see people, you know, very economically disadvantaged, but people were smiling. They could still find a reason to smile. And it's a double-edged sword for us Filipinos because of our ability to be resilient. The negative side of that is that we never learned the lesson. But the positive side is that no matter what life throws at us, can still find the reason to smile and to be grateful.
That's so
I think it's in our wiring, in our DNA, in our. What do you think, sweet OJ Ann?
I think that's very true.
Yeah.
Go OJ.
Personally, I think it's a coping mechanism. Na
yes,
parang,
that's so true.
Ano na siya, parang yung it's wiring that we've accumulated through time. In our history, kasi we've never really been first world. We've never been second world, diba? So I think it's our coping mechanism to be satisfied and content with what we have. And also I think one of the reasons why we have this constant hope, a feeling of hope, it's Filipinos are grounded with spirituality, whatever religion. Yes. I mean, Catholicism or Christianity. So there's always hope that we're looking forward to and that makes us smile every time.
That's so true. Ikaw naman, Annie. And Annie muna. Go ahead, Annie.
I think I agree with everybody. And it is an innate thing with us Filipinos. And this what Moy mentioned earlier about the vlogger, it's not just him. There have been so many other foreigners who've actually put out many things about the Filipino people being such, no, living in poverty and yet being able to smile, that the first world countries should learn from us and all of that. There's just so much. Nakakataba ng puso. But nga, like Moy said, it's a double-edged sword. So hopefully nga, ayun, I think it is a good thing for all of us, because at least na, we thrive, we survive through all these challenges. Honestly, I think it's a positive. And,
yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes, or ikaw naman, Sweet. Ano naman ang answer mo dyan?
Agree.
I thank you.
And I'm thank you. And also kasi, I think Filipinos, we're all dreamers, no matter what our true status is. Ang mga Pinoy talagang mahilig, mangarap. We are all dreamers. So when we talk about dreams, it always makes us smile. Diba?
Pag yeah, totoo yan. Lagi kang nagsasmile, no?
So, ang Pinoy siguro nga, innate, we are built that way. All other emotions follow na lang. I mean, it's there. Galit, frustration, sungit, or sadness. It's all there. But ang Pinoy overall, ang overall impact ng Pinoy, masayahin talaga.
That's so true. Yeah.
Ay, yaman, middle class, or poor.
Masayahin great talaga tayo, no?
Masayahin talaga. Like when we see, kumbaga ako, like until now, pag nakakita ko ng rainbow sa sky, ang saya-saya ko. Ganun yung
mababaw, Pinoy. Mababaw. Oo, mababaw ang kaligayahan.
We are all dreamers kasi, I think.
That's so true.
And when we dream, the Pinoys, when we dream, it's big. Kahit na parang hirap abutin ang dream, pero it makes us happy when we think about our dreams. So I think
that's so true.
Hindi, tsaka ano ba 'yun? Libreng harap, 'di ba?
Hindi, tsaka alam mo, I noticed also, ang smile can change someone else's mood. Even if that person is like mad or anything, but that's why I always tell everyone, you know what? Hindi man mahirap mag-smile, 'di ba? It's so easy, just a simple smile. You don't not even have to show your teeth, right? Like, just smile, because I've noticed that so many times, like whenever I enter like a room, or even if I don't know, even inside the elevator, let's say, hey, good morning. Yung iba na kaganon, hey, good morning. And I will just like smile. And then even if that girl is kind of like pissed, like, to change your mood. And then be like, hi, good morning. And then after that, I saw her like walking, smiling. So, I mean, alam mo yun, parang just always smile and, you know, be kind. Yun lang yun. Diba? That's why nagsasmile ako ng todo, kasi nga sobra yung mga joy na binibigay nyo sa buong mundo. Especially the songs that you wrote. Oh my God, the lyrics that you, Sir Jose Marie. Sino bang usually ang nagsusulat sa ano, sa the company?
Moy?
Or
yeah. Karamihan ako at saka yung writing partner ko na si Edith Galliardo. The big hits, ako at si Edith, at saka si Miss Babsi Molina, yung premiadong backup singer ng Pilipinas. She has been working for the last 50 years as a backup singer, and she's still working, doing backup work for Basil Valdez. Siya po yung sumulat yung kinakanta ni Sweet na awitin na Muntik na Kitang Minahal. Nako, makaka-relate si J-Cas.
Oo nga, makaka-relate si J-Cas.
Ano ba? Puro na lang muntik. Walang natutuluyan.
I know.
Ano smile, J-Cas. Smile. Filipino ka, smile. Hope, dream.
What left
dream
to smile?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Nasa Vermont ka.
I don't know. Sweet?
Nasa Vermont ka, smile.
Oo nga, smile.
Mamaya, pagkatapos dito, more smiles pa mamaya, di ba?
Yes.
Makahakot tayo, charot.
Kahit diba? Ano yan.
At saka wait, speaking of mga hits ninyo guys, ha, let's talk about future hits. How about congratulations to your coming up new album entitled Gitna? Bakit number one, may tanong ko, bakit pangalan niya Gitna? Hindi taas, hindi baba.
Oo nga, gilid.
Hindi gilid.
Diba? I know.
So, let's talk about your new album, guys. Gitna.
Importante ang gitna, di ba, J-Cas?
Yes. Oh, lahat.
Tama gitna rin yan. Oo.
Si Sweet, magaling magkwento kung bakit. Si Sweet.
Bakit gitna, Sweet?
bakit biglang na ang album?
Ano no? Ano sa sweet?
Bakit gitna okay. ang pang-title na album?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Gitna is a single. It was written by Davey Langit, one of our young upcoming songwriters na naging estudyante rin namin ni Moy and Annie sa Pinoy Dream Academy. So ang galing-galing sumulat ng kanta ni Davey, very deep. Ang ganda niya mag-marry ng melody and lyrics. So we chose one of his songs, Gitna, to interpret. So ginawang duet ni Moy, so nag-iba yung story between me and OJ. So it's a different kind of love story. And then I suggested to name the album Gitna also. Una, sabi ko, ang ganda ng tunog, Gitna. Parang we've never had an album title like that. Tapos, marami ding pwedeng i-align sa gitna. Kasi ginawa namin ang buong album sa gitna ng pandemya.
Ayun.
It, medyo ang haba ng process namin. Kasi nga it was pandemic. There was a time I couldn't record for 2 months kasi buong household ko positive. This was 2021. And at that time, medyo malala pa yung COVID. So I couldn't leave. So hindi ako makapag-record. And then, isa-isa kami nagre-record because it was pandemic time, 2021. Yan.
And kaya so, pala gitna. Oo.
Sa gitna, wala kaming gitna, apat lang kami. So,
oo nga pala, no? Wala pala kayo. Oh yes, oo. Now gets ang ganda. Yeah. So I'm sure kakantahin niyo yun sa song niyo, sa concert niyo.
Yes.
Could you sing a cappella, maybe a verse or two?
Yes!
Go, okay.
Yeah, could you?
Pwede ba? Pwede ba?
Ayun, may request, ha?
Oh, yeah. A cappella.
Galing kay Sir Joe yan.
Nagsasabay ba?
Hindi nagsasabay. Eh.
Mahirap magsabay pag nasa ano.
OJ, ikaw na lang. OJ, ikaw na lang.
Okay, go, OJ.
Si OJ.
Sa gitna. Ayoko lang maiwan sa gitna. Ayoko lang maiwan sa gitna.
Yeah. And then pasok sweet. Okay.
Kumatayo yung balahibo ko doon. Ano pa ngayon? Verse pa lang.
Grabe, sobra. Oh my God. Maabangan namin yun. Sobra. Oh my God. Sir, what about you, sir? Okay.
OJ, what's the message of the song? Ayoko maiwan sa gitna. I mean, what is the message of the song? It's very important.
Stay away from the middle.
Oh.
And then it's a ang ginawa po namin, it used to be a solo song, pero ang interpretation ng company, it's a duet. Parang it's a conversation between two people na merong pinagdadaanan. It's a conversation that they have or will have pa lang that they need to confront something about their relationship.
Okay.
Yung the way they see each other's reciprocation ng pag-ibig. Naku.
Pakikinggan namin yan, ha? Oh, ano, sorry, sweet?
Don't leave me hanging. I mean, tell me.
In the middle.
May isang linya doon. Parang, ayun nga, wag mo lang ako iiwan sa gitna kasi ang maganda doon, yung isang, dun, the way Davey wrote it, parang meron siyang rap portion. Pero na ginawa namin, sasagutan kami ni OJ na parang, ano ba talaga tayo, kailan ka mag-decide. It's the same, hindi lang siya one way. I think that's how OJ and I planned to interpret it before we both recorded it. So parang hindi lang yung one-sided. Kasi di ba lagi na lang, yung girl lang may nagmamahal, yung guy hindi
nagmamahal,
or yung guy lang ano. But it's both. So if you as a listener can have your own interpretation.
Interpret.
Kumbaga, interpret mo on. Kasi pareho lang.
Yeah. it's like a troubled relationship.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Parang it's a relationship na parang walang
pupuntahan.
Pwedeng may puntahan, pwedeng walang puntahan.
Puntahan. So it's in the middle talaga, no?
Yes.
Grabe.
And let's not stay there.
Exactly.
At saka, alam mo, parang applicable din yung siguro na kunyari kung tatlo kayo, may threesome kayo sa gitna.
Yung oh my God!
Pwede ba yun?
Oh, Jay Cass.
No, no, but yeah.
14, sa Feb 14 Music Museum show ng company, Davey Langit is our special guest. So he's going to sing it with us. So naging, ginawa namin.
Naging trio.
Oh, diba? Tama ako.
Smart. Very smart.
The Valentine show, may trio sila. Oh.
Yes.
I remember there was a song before, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Pretty. Yes. Really pretty.
Barbara Streisand and was it Neil Diamond?
Neil Diamond.
You Don't Bring Me Flowers. You Don't Sing Me Love Songs.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God. Oh, oh. Naka, beautiful. Beautiful song, no? Grabe. Alam mo, sa guys, ha, parang bitin tong kwentuhan natin. 1 hour na kasi.
Ang dami natin pag-usapan, you guys, eh.
Ang dami pa natin. Parang gusto ko magka-part 3 na, part 2 ulit
let's
nito,
go.
Ha? My God. So, guys, ganito. I know it's 1 hour already and pasensya na, medyo tumagal. I know we're supposed to be 1 hour and 10 minutes. Pero, next time ulit, hahabaan pa natin to. And of course, pagkakwentuhan natin yan pagdating nyo sa New York. So guys, please invite everyone to watch your show and pasayahin at pangitiin ang lahat sa Love, in other words, the US Concert Tour 2023 of the company and Mr. Semery Chan. Guys, okay, please feel so, free. Go.
All right. So one by one. Moy, why don't you start? Maybe you promote the Seattle yes. show. Can we have the poster again so that
yes.
the name of the venue is there?
Yes.
Maraming okay. salamat po sa ating mga kababayan na nasa Amerika. For the first time po, magkakaroon ng ang tawag dito, US Concert Tour, si Jose Marie Chan at ng The Company. Kita-kita po tayo yung unang bagsak namin sa Amerika. We are hitting Seattle on February 17. Does anyone know the... Wait, I'm
4 points
to
by
the...
Sheraton. Four
oh,
points by
go.
Sheraton.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then after that, the day after, on Saturday, February the 18th, we will have the same concert in San Francisco. And for all of you San Franciscans there, I just want you to know that I had a song that was close to my heart, which I composed in 1967 when I first visited San Francisco, and I wrote it, and it's called San Francisco and You. But I'm not going to sing that song during the concert.
Oh.
Because I wrote that before my wife and I got married. So.
Di na pwede.
Hindi na pwede.
February 18, that's at the BAL, B-A-L, that's
Theater.
At the BAL Theater in San Leandro, San Francisco. Okay,
yes.
Sinong next?
Yes, Feb 24? Yeah, sige.
Yeah. Sige, go,
Feb 24, that's next week, Friday naman, 24, 2023. We will be in Houston, Texas. So sa mga taga-Texas po na Pinoys, bring your friends, bring your family. We're going to be at the Stafford Civic Center.
Yes. And then we fly on the 25th to LA, and we will be at the Scientology Auditorium.
In North Hollywood.
Yes.
Feb 25.
My God. And kailan kayo pupunta ulit dito sa New York naman? Kaso, sorry, wala po silang show. Magmamasyal po ang The Company dito sa New York. Maraming mag-aabang niyan lagot. So, my God, maraming salamat.
Sorry, Jess. We have a very good feeling this will be a sold-out concert. So yes. We're praying for a part 2 within the year. And for the part 2, we're going to do the East Coast.
Yes!
Yeah!
And sir,
when do you go to New York, Moy?
The following day.
Feb 19, we fly.
After the San Francisco.
Yeah.
Correct. New York. Okay.
Yeah. We have a few days to unwind and watch shows.
Broadway show. Wow.
Jet setter. Wala mga pahinga.
Jet setter. I know. Sir Joa. I'm sorry. Sorry, sweet?
So we will meet you.
Yes, in person, finally!
Yeah, finally.
Jesse.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Tell them about that Broadway show on Michael Jackson.
Oh, ako ba, sir?
Yeah, tell the company about the MJ. Michael.
Actually, we were supposed to watch it, pero hindi natuloy. Kaya, but one of these days, we're gonna watch it. Hindi pa namin napapanood, sir.
Oh.
Yung MJ. But I've seen probably, one of these days, pag nagkita tayo, sir, I'll show you my Playbill collection. I have like 100 something. Because wow. I love Broadway. Like, it will come to a point that I would watch like 3-4 Broadways in a month. That's how I love Broadway. But MJ, not yet. Hindi ko pa. Yab na busy kasi, but definitely, definitely. And sir, MJ, ha, next year, babalik kayo dito.
MJ talks about Michael Jackson. And there are three actors that played Michael Jackson in different age. Yeah. And they were singing the Michael Jackson songs, you know, from the Jackson 5 Days to the Thriller. Very fascinating show.
Napanood niyo na, sir, no?
Yes, I watched that show already.
Okay. Parang siguro nga next week panoorin natin yun. Sir, naku, maraming salamat. 1 hour, 15 minutes na, pasensya na. Sir Joe, promise ha, pagbalik nyo dito, we have to meet you. And guys, abangan nyo, sana pag talaga ako na yun, nag-claim na ako eh. We will have an exclusive interview with Mr. Jose Marie Chan very soon. Tama ba, sir?
I want to thank all your viewers. From Jan Mercader to Bert Miranda. Where is Bert Miranda? Bisaya? Is he from Cebu?
I think so. I'm not so sure. I don't know.
There's one called Motel Tropicana.
Tropicana, yes. Tropicana. Motel Tropicana. Maraming salamat. Unsa, sir?
Pangan ba niya, motel?
Oo, pangan niya, motel. Motel.
Oo nga,
motel
yung main moniker niya. Oo.
Yes. Okay. Oh my God. Maraming. Oh my God, ang cute ng dog. Hi, what's your name?
Blanquita.
Blanquita. Hi, Blanquita.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you
so much. Maraming salamat po. J-Cast, go. Close our show for tonight. Mabilis na. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you mga kaogat for watching this episode. Don't forget to share this amongst your friends. And please follow our socials in over a glass or two in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and in YouTube. Subscribe po. And also sa FYE channel ng ABS-CBN, Ogat po sa In Kumu. Ayan.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And TFC also.
Yes. Thank you very much, the company. And Sir Jose Marie Chan, finally.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Joey. Thank you sa aming show.
Salamat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kumulisens. Okay. And mga taga TFC subscribers, let's have a final toast.
Yes.
Mga everybody.
Thank you, Joe, for doing the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it. Over a glass or two.
Salamat, guys. Maraming salamat. Good night.